This is Nicole Chavastek on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Australia's most senior Catholic official, Cardinal George Pell, is today a free man after being released from Barwon Prison within hours of a High Court decision which acquitted him of child sex offences and accusations brought by a former choir boy. He'd been convicted of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne in the 1990s, but today that conviction was quashed. Greg Craven is the Vice Chancellor of the Australian Catholic University, and he submitted a reference for George Pell during the legal proceedings. Vice Chancellor Greg Craven, have you spoken to George Pell today?
I haven't spoken to George Pell today, but I would expect to speak to him in the next few days.
And what will you say to him?
I will say how incredibly pleased I am that justice has been served in his case, and how enraged I am that the complainant in this case has been dragged through 3 years of horror and pain in a case that could never succeed, because various people in the police and the media, and I think it's common knowledge that when I say the media, I primarily mean the ABC, wanted that case to go ahead against George Pell. And I think there is a heavy burden of guilt that lies on those people who allowed a case that could not succeed to go forward, and the inevitable damage it will have done to the complainant.
I mean, you sheet home blame to the ABC, but there were two independent courts which determined George Pell's guilt before we got to the High Court, Greg Craven.
I think one of the most frightening things we've seen in this is how an atmosphere legally can be polluted by the concerted action of organs of the state. In this case, you had the Victorian police, who instead of investigating complaints, went around literally trying to dig them up to get people to complain, constantly going on radio, talking about victims rather than complainants, as if it was already settled, breathlessly announcing that charges would probably be laid in the near future. And journalists, particularly ABC journalists, who appeared to have highly privileged access to what the Victorian police were doing and planning, equally breathlessly reporting that. Now, that is a real worry when you get organs of the state acting in concert like that, against any respect for the legal system. That is enormously concerning.
So in your view, the courts who heard these matters were not acting independently? They were acting in concert with the ABC and police?
No, and you know I don't think that, or I would have said it, and I didn't. What I've said is that you have to have regard to the atmosphere in which charges are laid, the way they operate on the minds of ordinary people, including the minds of jurors. We know, for example, that when the case against the Cardinal came up, Louise Milligan's book was withdrawn from sale, but was, of course, available in the internet overseas. It was absolutely an appalling atmosphere, and I have every sympathy for a judge or a juror who was trying to operate in that, and absolutely no sympathy for police or journalists, whether from the ABC or anywhere else, who worked so hard to create that situation.
Greg Craven, there are those now in the survivor community who have said their voices were not heard when they were children, and they were abused when they were children, and cases separate to George Pell's case have been proven over and over and over again. But it took great distress, it took broken homes, broken lives, suicide for voices to be heard. And they feel that once again, they're not being heard.
And I think when they recount those experiences, they are absolutely right and they are telling the truth. You have to remember that I'm a 62-year-old Catholic man. It's highly unlikely that I'm not very familiar with abuse that's affected people, my friends, my school friends, my family. And I know that people have been ignored and abused, and that is absolutely dreadful. But not one of those people is going to be assisted by the conviction of an innocent man. Not one of those people is going to be able to go back and say, I haven't been abused. But what is the case? Because you have had an orchestrated media police campaign to put up a case that couldn't win, and now it has collapsed under the sheer weight of its own improbabilities, I can understand the enormous pain and hurt that that causes, not only for this particular complainant, but others. And I know exactly where I sheet home the blame for this case.
Greg Craven, what is the future now for George Pell?
Well, it's interesting. He's in the same position as you or I. He's an innocent man who has no conviction upon him.
But you or I, had we been through this process, would have that follow us around and would have some sort of impact on our future employability.
It certainly has been true that the most concerted possible attempt has been made to destroy his reputation permanently. I don't know what the future holds for George Pell. I suspect that what the future holds in the very immediate term is that he's not in jail, that he will be free to celebrate Easter like other Catholics. The question of where he goes, what he does, that's going to be something that he's going to have to be thinking about and others will be thinking about. I suspect that what he's probably doing at the moment is two things. One is he's probably enjoying the fact that he is out in the fresh air. I'm sure he will do and continue to do what he has told me he's been doing a lot in jail, which is praying for his complainant.
Greg Craven, thank you for giving us your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Professor Greg Craven is the Vice-Chancellor of the Australian Catholic University.